Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. I-235 southbound, there's a delay heading onto P96 East with a backup to 37th Street. Give yourself a few extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey, Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunny, breezy, and warm today. A high of 77. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Continued breezy tonight with a few clouds. Overnight low 53. It's a carbon copy forecast on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. High 78. 75 on Wednesday. Storms arrive on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
This is my Odyssey app. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My Odyssey app is my best friend. I must use my app, true.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Monday has come around again. Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is another Monday here, April 20th, 420. That's still a thing for people? I don't know. TJ, does 420 even register for you as a younger man? You even know what 420 is?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what's cool anymore. What's on tap coming up this hour? Headlines I missed. We'll talk a little more draft. We might get into some baseball a little bit. We've got Portal latest. It's all brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. I got a good 420 story for you. I'll tell you that after this segment into the next one. It's a good one. Remind me. Keep me honest on that. All right, let's go to some headlines I missed over the weekend.
All right, Sports Daily fans, let's take you to the sports headlines Jacob probably didn't see.
All right, I've got so many that have piled up here. They're all pretty irrelevant, but I'll lay them all on the line for you. So, first of all, let's go with college basketball. This is the one that has been brought up earlier on the show when the news broke, but now it has become official. Fox College Hoops over the weekend posted, for the first time on Fox, College Hoops starts on an international stage. You remember this callback, Jacob? What am I talking about?
Are we playing a college basketball game internationally?
Yes. A couple of them. Men's and women's, actually.
Where was this? I do remember this. Now I'm trying to think if it's...
I'll give you the first hint. It's in Rome. You remember who the teams are?
No, give it to me.
Notre Dame and the Pope's alma mater, Villanova.
That's right.
Are going to play in Rome, which is so cool.
That's so
men's
good.
And women's are going to do it too, which is cool.
I love it. What a great idea. Here politics messes everything up. Now people are going to have thought, like, can we just be excited about the idea of two Catholic colleges going to play in Rome? Like, that's so wild.
It's pretty
cool.
Good. All right, let's go with some track stuff. We're in track season. I got some track headlines for you. This is a very obscure one, but remember this name. I gave you Graham Schmidt earlier. Remember his name? Remember this name much more, soon than you'll need to know Graham Schmidt's name, probably. A couple days ago, the Australian Senior National Titles. There appears to be a new Usain Bolt contender on the way. His name is Gout. I don't know. He's Australian. It's spelled out Gout, and it sounds like he goes by like Got type of thing. I don't know. Got. We'll call him Got. Anyways, this past weekend, he ran what did it say? 10:19:100, which is like a half a second off the world record as an 18-year-old.
Okay. Well, and he was nineteen is not that far off of when he's going to be peaking, I don't think.
Yeah.
Physically.
He just set he's 18 years old. Yeah. Born in 2007. He just broke the world under 20 record in the 200 with a 19.67, which is like a half second. I think it's 19.19 is the record though set in the 200. So in a year, we could be looking at it. When's the next Olympic cycle? We got a couple more years, don't we? I guess we just had one, didn't we?
Yeah, summer. We've got one coming up in two. We just had winter. So we got one coming pretty quick.
Yep. So there you go. Got. Remember that name. Whenever you're sitting there watching the TV, everybody's going to be talking about it. You heard about this Australian? Like, yeah, I heard it on Sports Daily 2 years ago. Just wanted to give you guys a scoop.
Okay.
All right, let's keep going. A couple more. Let's get back on the main path here. NFL this morning, right before the show, you see this headline. AJ Brown?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah. That's the worst kept secret ever. We have like a whole scandal based on that.
I mean, we knew he was going to get traded. I didn't know it was Patriots, but it sounds like Patriots is happening.
Well, that's been the whole thing with the Diana Rossini. Like, just waiting for the news. Rossini is going to break the AJ Brown. That's a joke. Everybody was making.
Got it. All right. Then let's go next to. Let's go to back to college basketball. Let's skip around a bit. Melvin Council Jr., MVP of the PIT, which I believe is the Portsmouth Invitational. That's what it is. Okay. It's like a pre-draft thing. Craig
just
Porter
basketball?
Played. Yes.
Like some sneaky golfer or something?
To make that relevant to everybody, the PIT is where Craig Porter Jr. went. It's kind of for guys that are like the fringy guys, like Craig Porter Jr., Melvin Council. Trey White played in this. What's his name? Nate Johnson played in this from K-State. You can get your name on the map. Call mine if you play well in this. Melvin Council is the MVP. I believe he averaged that's awesome. In one of the games, he scored like 20 points or something like that. So, could be an NBA guy on the rise.
Yeah, G League guy probably. Interesting. Sure. He doesn't have that good size. I don't think
older. And he's a sixth year.
Yeah, his speed. I don't remember just like watching a college basketball player look quicker and faster, explosive wise. So maybe there's a spot for him.
Yep. Okay. Houston over the weekend. Kingston Flemings officially declares for the NBA draft. He is now in the pool. You know who hasn't, Jacob? Darren Peterson hasn't.
He has not. Neither has AJ DeBonta, has he?
Nope. Let's look up. Deadline for NBA draft declare. April 24th.
Ooh, we're on DP watch. What if you're out of town when Darren Peterson returns to KU? What if you leave town, we get the Chiefs with a draft day trade, we get Sports Daily on Friday. The Chiefs have moved up to 3. Darren Peterson's coming back to KU. Okay.
I know. Anyways, that's something to monitor there. College basketball, switching over to the women's late night breaker last night. You see this one in the portal?
Does it involve Oklahoma State?
Audie Crooks is going to Oklahoma State to go play for J.C. Hoyt. She is building the most insane portal team in women's basketball history. She's number one, Audie, obviously, and they got the number six player in the portal from Florida as well. They're her best player that averaged 22 a game at Florida.
This is where I think the portal can be really fun. Texas Tech football last year, TCU a couple of years ago, now Oklahoma State women's basketball. Like, this is awesome. We saw TCU women's basketball do this a couple of years ago. It's great. I love it. That's one of the portal things I do like. Like to light a fire under a fan base, even if it's just for a season, is a cool thing to be able to do.
It is insane that Telex is going from Goodland too. You know, obviously the Hoyts there have the ties to Western Kansas, played at Wichita State. So you know, root for your Cats and Jayhawk women, but you know, root for the Cowgirls as well a little bit this year. They're going to be freaking awesome. That's so cool. I cannot wait to watch that team.
I agree. I agree.
Like, that team quickly turned into, it's like, because they got Telexa first because she could go in the portal, you know, there's different D2 rules. And she, so it's like, they got Telexa. It's like, oh, she's going to be really good at Division I. Like, that's not like a fun pickup. Like, she's going to be good. And then it turned into like, oh, they picked up a couple. And then it's like, oh, they got the girl from Florida. And then it's like, yeah, they might get Audie Crooks. It's like, they might get Audie Crooks. What the hell are they doing down there? Money laundering?
In the portal. Number one player in the portal. I have to take a brief pause from headlines I missed and give you one that TJ missed because it is very topical and important to us right now. And we can finish the headlines I missed on the other side. Headline TJ missed. KU's added a portal player.
As of right now?
10 minutes as of
right now. Oh, no way. I missed it.
You missed it. You missed it.
Oh, they got Blyden?
Missed it. Blyden Jr. out of Toledo, everybody. There it is. That's what we've been waiting for. Leroy Blyden Jr.
Holy Toledo, they got Leroy Blyden. He's actually really good.
He's top 100 portal player, averaged 16 points a game. He's just a freshman last year, too. That's what intrigues me. His freshman year at Toledo, he shot well from three. Averaged 16 and almost 5 assists a game as a freshman at Toledo. This one's interesting, but it again is probably not the headline grabber people are waiting for. 86th ranked player in the portal, but I'm with you. I really like it. I like the idea of a young player like this. I do think ultimately that's the kind of guy that Kansas, who has had better luck than most teams in keeping players most years. I'm in on this. It's a young player, though. So there's
somebody that can shoot. It's the first portal guy that might be able to shoot.
It does continue a trend of what looks like it's going to be a really young roster, one way or the other, no matter what happens. And there'll probably be, you know, other KU news I did miss over the weekend, but that one did drop. I was very patient with that. I didn't want you to see it while we were going through these headlines because it's about 10 minutes old.
As I said,
I'm not going to be able to get him on this one because he's going to see it while we're sitting here.
You got me. That's too busy looking up Got from Australia.
Leroy Blyden Jr.
That one to me, which we'll talk about this, is like that. That's the one where it's not the headline grabber, but if KU missed on him as well, that's the headline grabber.
So. Yeah, well, if they target a guy like that, they got to be able to go get that player.
I mean, he was getting a lot of looks.
Well, it just makes you feel good. It's a reminder of like, okay, it's KU. They wanted that guy. They went and got that guy. So why that?
One more headline on the way out, then we'll talk about the portal. Speaking of the Jayhawks, Gary Woodland yesterday at the Heritage. You see this?
No.
Eagle from 204 yards out.
Nice. Sink it.
Very nice.
It must be nice. All right. That's headlines I missed. There may be some leftovers. We'll get portal talk. We'll continue the draft conversation. It's all coming for you in hour number two.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!